Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus Christ, and welcome to this midday prayer service here at Fifth Avenue Presbyterian Church. For those of you who are online, you can't see it, but there's an interesting phenomenon happening in the sanctuary. The rose window at the rear of the sanctuary is kind of flickering, like there's a fire igniting it. And what it is the American flag that flies outside the sanctuary is being blown north by the wind today, and it is making these interesting, beautiful flashes in our stained glass. And somehow, I think that's a metaphor for this day. We extend a special welcome to any of you who are here in church for the first time, either on site or online. We're glad that you've chosen this place and this time to pause and pray for our country. Following the service today, members of the clergy will be available here in the front of the sanctuary to pray with you individually. We also have devotional stations set up in the narthex at the back of the church. These thoughtful stations offer an opportunity to continue to pray and reflect from a place of faith on today's events. Finally, friends, know that this church, which has an inspired music program and a very active ministry to those experiencing homelessness in the city of New York, invites you to return this coming Sunday. I have a friend who tells of seeing an illuminated message board out in front of a church that read, "If you're looking for a sign, this is it." Well, please consider this a sign. You are invited to return this coming Sunday for a service with contemporary Christian music at 9:30, or a service with our acclaimed choir at 11 a.m. You are welcome here. A brief word about today's worship. Today's liturgy includes prayers, readings from scripture, and sung chants from the Taizé tradition. Taizé chants are short songs in which a simple verse is repeated over and over. This repetition turns the act of singing into a sacred meditation. As the words are sung, sacred truths soak into our souls. And in this way, meditative singing becomes a prayer, a way to speak to and listen for God. Each time we sing, our delightful cantor will lead us, and you are invited to join in as soon as you feel comfortable, both here in the sanctuary and those of you who are online. You may discover, as many have, that these chants continue to play in your head throughout the day and even into tomorrow. They can reappear while you're at work or speaking with others or resting quietly. Taizé chants weave prayer into our lives. They encourage us to pray in almost unconscious ways, in the silence of our hearts and in the midst of our busy days. And now, old friends and new, I invite you to stand in body or in spirit and join me in the responsive call to worship, which can be found in your bulletin and on your screen. If this election season has left you feeling hopeless and heartsick, exhausted, and anxious, come, hear words of hope and compassion. If you feel like your voice is lost in the public square, come, remember that God calls you beloved. If political arguments have damaged your relationships, come, stand before the font where all are forgiven. If the world's brokenness seems beyond repair, Come, pray that God's Spirit will descend and heal us. Come, friends, let us worship God.
When we hear the splash of the waters of baptism, we remember that we belong to God. Whether you've been baptized or not, these waters remind us that Christ preached, healed, died, and rose again for us. In the waters of baptism, we are connected to each other. We are made members of Christ's household through the Holy Spirit. In the waters of baptism, we are called to ministries of love, peace, and justice. Friends, on this day and every day, remember your baptism. Remember your call. Remember that you are loved, and rejoice in the redemptive work of our Savior. And friends, we are a people of peace, so we will extend that peace to one another and know that that peace is being passed on from Bristol, Maine, Fresh Meadow, New York, and Chicopee, Massachusetts. Friends, may the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Hear now this reading from Isaiah, chapter 58, beginning with the sixth verse. Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Hear now a reading from Matthew chapter 5, starting with the first verse. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Friends, perhaps even more acutely on Election Day, we learn that our lives, both in large and in small ways, that we depend on one another. Here at Fifth Avenue Presbyterian Church, one of the ways that we reach out to our neighbors week by week by week is a program that we call A Place at the Table. This is a meal ministry that provides a warm, nutritious, and I'll admit delicious meal to the hungry and homeless neighbors that occupy our neighborhood. On both Mondays and Wednesdays outside this church on 5th and 55th Street, 800 meals are served here at our doorstep every month. A place at the table offers a lifeline to those on the margins. It opens a door to case management, to housing, to health and mental health referrals, and other services that our neighbors find essential. And this work is provided in part by our ecumenical outreach partnership. It's just one of the ways that this church reaches out. And so today's offering, as our ushers come forward, everything that is given today will go to support that ministry. It will go to provide meals and those services to our neighbors, and that so many on this church staff so ably provide week by week. Thank you so much for your generosity.
Our prayer today has a refrain to it. After each petition, I will say, God of history, God of justice, God of truth, and you are invited to say, hear our prayer. So let's practice. God of history, God of justice, God of truth, hear our prayer. Let us pray. God of all nations, on this election day, we pray for our diverse and divided country. Be with us in this anxious time. Guide us, O God. Steady us. Calm us. God of history, God of justice, God of truth, hear our prayer. As today unfolds, Holy God, we pray for peace. Safeguard poll workers, clerks, and deputies. Send your spirit to hover over every polling place. May every school gymnasium and church sanctuary and every civic hall where people will cast ballots be a place of courtesy and dignity. Help us to respect each other. Shepherd us toward a fair election. God of history, God of justice, God of truth, hear our prayer. God who can do far more than we can ask or imagine, as the results of this election become clear, inspire our country to do the hard work of healing. In recent months, we have been harsh with each other. We have gulped angry water from punditry's fountain. We have wrapped our tongues around dark rhetoric. We have entertained grim possibilities. Now, as our corporate decisions become clear, turn our hearts toward you in love, and then turn our hearts toward our neighbors in compassion. In days to come, help us not to be triumphant or arrogant, nor to be despondent or discouraged. God of history, God of justice, God of truth, hear our prayer. Remind us this day, Spirit of the cosmos, of an important truth, a truth writ large on the pages of Scripture. Remind us, Holy One, no matter what happens, that you alone are God. Human leaders come and go. Governments change all the time. Our source of hope, the rock on which we stand, will never be founded on some narrow political victory. Ground our hearts in you, you who stand above history, offering to us freedom, demanding of us justice, embracing us again and again with grace. God of history, God of justice, God of truth, hear our prayer. In the days to come, guide our steps. Rest your hands on our weary shoulders, benevolent teacher, and turn us toward Jesus. For surely Jesus modeled what we strive to be, a gentle soul in a troubled world, a beacon from heaven, who spent his days healing wounds, casting out demons, breaking down divisions, lifting up the lowly. Never trading in divisiveness or meanness, Christ asked his followers to picture a kingdom where invitations would be sent to every corner of the realm, and all are invited to come and feast. All are invited to have a place at the table. In the days to come, may Christ's expansive vision of mercy flow through us. Hold us tight, loving God. Help us to seek your wisdom, love your truth, and promote your peace this day and every day. God of history, God of justice, God of truth, hear our prayer. Amen.
Comforting words from Scripture from St. Paul's letter to the Christians in Rome, the 8th chapter, verses 38 through 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor heights nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us turn to a continued time of prayer. We'll invite you to join us again in the litany, hear our prayer after each section printed in your bulletin. We gather here in this place, in the presence of God and community, to remember we belong to God, who walks beside us in all our worries and fears, in all our joys and celebrations. As we lift together this litany, we invite your prayers for our neighbors and ourselves, that all may find peace in this time.
We pray for all those who enter this place holding fear or anxiety in our hearts and our bodies. Ease us and us each of our worried places as we await the turning of a new chapter in our country. Be with us in our anticipation. Steer us toward small celebrations of your goodness in our midst. We turn over to you our fears for ourselves and our futures. Lead us not to dwell not in dread, but in hope. God, in your faithfulness, hear our prayer.
We pray for the deep schisms this election has opened in nation, in family, in community. Come move among these deep wounds and show us how to be neighbor, be kin to each other. Be with us, too, in places or relationships where healing feels out of reach, where hurt runs too deep in family or community. Form refuge for all those who need it. Knit us together with your healing. beyond our human shortcomings. Inspire in us a spirit of unity and shared humanity. Across all divisions and differences, even when this feels impossible. Let it be possible through your presence. God, in your steadfast love, hear our prayer.
We pray for all who labor today as poll workers, vote counters, and election officials. For all those casting a ballot for the first time, we celebrate. May we move through these days with grace for each other and with peace. Today, let us plant seeds of your justice for all people, knowing we may not see the fruits of this labor, but trusting in faith that they are taking root. God, in your wisdom,
hear our prayer.
We pray that whoever wins this election, we may ever be reminded of our identity in you as beloved children of God. Remind us that our hope and calling ultimately come from you, and that presidents will come and go. But we will remain your people, your church, to bring good and liberating news to a broken and fearful world. God, in your glory,
hear our prayer.
Amen.
A reminder that following the benediction, clergy will be available down here in the front if you'd like to have a personal prayer with anyone on our staff. Hear now this benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with mercy and give you peace. Amen.